You're listening to Rocket Knight.
Yeah, yeah. Are you ready? I'm gonna take you to a place where lights never dim. Bring your mother, your brother, and your best friend. I'm gonna show you where they dance out in the street. They'll tell you all about your body heat. Not gonna talk about it, just gonna do it. Get on down if you feel up to it. Get on down.
This is Charisse with Rocket Knight Magazine, and today we are speaking with Ryan Allen of the Detroit band Extra Arms. I had the pleasure of seeing the band over Labor Day weekend at the Hamtramck Music Festival, and I was so impressed. I thought, first of all, I had to buy the CD, and second of all, I had to talk to you guys, and welcome to Rocket Knight.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
The Hamtramck Music Festival, was this your first time there?
No, I've been there, you know, I've been to it a few times, played it, I think one other time in a different band, like 12 years ago, maybe something like mm-hmm. that, 11 years ago. So it's been a while since I've played it, but mm-hmm. Yeah, great, great lineup, great weekend. It was a beautiful day, the day we played. I couldn't have asked for a better experience. So it was great.
It was a fantastic weekend for me. And when I saw you guys up there, I thought, wow, melodic pop punk. It made me think of the Warped Tour when I used to go, which I'm a big fan. I was really disappointed after the Warped Tour ended and everything.
Yeah, I never went to it, but I mean,
it was great. One of the bands that made me think of your music is Bowling for Soup.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know any of their music at all. Never heard that band.
You'll have to listen to them, and it's very pop punk, very catchy, and definitely check them out. Let's talk about Radar. Bunch of great songs, really catchy. I have an earworm, of course, for Inflatable Boys.
Oh, cool.
I picture in my head blow up dolls.
I mean, that there's probably a good metaphor or analogy that I could make between the subject matter of the song and a blow up doll. So if you want me to, I can, but yeah, no, you're not far off in a way.
You know, plastic and full of hot air.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's basically a song about toxic masculinity, and just this like sort of obsession with puffing out our chests and being like the tough guy kind of thing, which a certain politician might somewhat represent. I should use air quotes for politician, but yeah, it's just about that kind of like mentality of like, you know, you remember when you would like, if you ever played baseball or softball, like you'd pick the teams and you'd put your hand on the bat.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sort of go back and forth till somebody, and then the next person's putting their hand on top, and it's, you know, this like endless stream of like, no, I'm my hand's on top. No, my hand's on top. And it's just kind of like that, like
trying to top each other.
Competitiveness, you know, that people can get really like sucked into. And I think, you know, we're living in a time when that's like on one side of the fence being very like championed as this like, this is how, you know, you should aspire to be, and, you know, belittle, you know, people and push the small person down. And I'm just like, not into that. I'm not about that. I have never been and never will be. And so that song is just kind of like us rallying against that concept and that idea of just like, I'm better than you. I think it's a big world, and there's a lot of different cultures, a lot of different ways to live. And there's room for everyone. And yeah, it's actually supposed to be a positive song in that, you know, if you agree with what we're sort of like making fun of, then you can kind of get behind it. So.
Well, it's kind of a team mentality. My team's better than your team, and that's how it's been the last decade or more, really.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I am a competitive person. I like am into sports and I am
Well, I mean politics too. Mine are,
oh yeah, for
anything.
sure.
Mine's better than yours.
Yeah, I guess I just feel the need to like caveat it with like I am competitive. I'm competitive in music. Like I want to I'm honestly like in competition with myself where I'm like trying to write, whatever song I write, I want to write something better, and I think that's like healthy competition. But when you are competitive in a way that's like focused on the, belittling and the like sort of, diminishing of people, and their beliefs, their thoughts, their,
See,
way of life, that then that's where I take an issue with it.
that's the thing. There's bullying and then there's having confidence.
Yeah, for
You
sure.
know, there's a difference, and there's a lot of that going on where, people put other people down to get ahead or to look better, which isn't cool.
Yeah, very, very much agree with you. It was well said.
Well, that one is really catchy, and the other one, oh geez, I don't want to surrender. Boy, that was in my head yesterday. I listened to it on the way to work, and it was like in my head. It was like the theme for
Yeah,
the
ironically, it is about hating your job. So,
day.
maybe a good song to listen to before work or maybe after work or when you quit your job or get fired. any of the above.
Another song, I noticed Space and Time. It sounds a little bit different from all the others. The others are more pop punk, but that one has like a steel pedal guitar, kind of a country feel.
I mean, I think, I mean, sort of when upon first like encounter with the band, it's easy to kind of like hear, people hear whatever they hear, right? Like you say pop punk, like I don't think I've ever listened to like a pop punk band aside from Green Day in my life, like in terms of just like what that genre represents in that kind of like bratty, like dick joke kind of like Blink-182. Like I just like never got into that. I did get into like Superchunk and
See, to me, they're pop punk.
for sure. So, and there's weird like line, different sides of what
They're not
it sort of
protest
is.
music. It's just they're real fast, the
Yeah,
tempo,
exactly. Well,
the melodic.
my joke when I when people ask me, like in like normal life, people who are maybe like less familiar with what our influences might be, like, what does your band sound like if they find out I'm in a band? My go-to line has been lately is, we sound like the Beatles, but faster and worse. Is my joke, but it kind of is in a way very true because I'm a huge Beatles fan. I love the Kinks. I love, Elvis Costello. I love the Jam. I love the Who. And then I like, REM. I like, I mean, I was very into like indie rock in the 90s, Superchunk, Guided by Voices. So like that sort of gets filtered in there, but then, there's an energy to our music. So it's like I'm trying to write Beatles songs, but then the band gets involved and we get excited, and then all of a sudden, like the tempos get faster, the songs get louder. Especially live, it can be a little like in your face sometimes, but
The jam is very melodic.
oh yeah, absolutely. I mean,
A
Paul
lot of
Weller
these,
is
I mean, in
totally.
Ramones, to me, is just 50s music sped up.
That's totally what it is. It's like Frankie Valli with loud guitars.
Just an overdrive,
But yeah, back to what like sort of led me to sort of, I guess, like laying that foundation is, I don't ever want to be put into like any kind of category or bucket. And so that song in particular was one that I had had for a little while demoed, and I kind of like demoed different versions of it. And I had like a faster, more like kind of power pop, like very like super chunky kind of version of it. I had another version that had like a bunch of keyboards on it. And I couldn't really figure out like what I wanted it to be. And then one night I was just like a little stoned maybe. And I was just kind of dicking around with the guitar. And I started just playing that song in this sort of like Wilco-y strum kind of pat, like sort of vibe to it. And I was like, oh, that's what this song should be. And then when we went to record it, I actually ended up playing all the instruments on that song. Because we sort of ran out of time. They really wanted it on the record, and we just didn't have a chance to learn it by the time we got to the studio. And so I recorded like just the guitar track to a click, just like a metronome. And then I played drums on it just to show the drummer in our band, Dan, kind of how it went, with the idea that he would play over, what I had played, and we'd erase what I had played. And we just never got to it. And so I was like, all right, well, it's kind of exists. So I just put bass on it at home. I kind of built it out. And then I had our friend, Dave Feeney, who is a producer and engineer in Detroit. He owns a studio called Temper Mill, and he is kind of the guy for the like lap steel, pedal steel thing around here. Like everybody goes to him if they want that on their record. And I've made some records with him in the past. So I just shot him the MP3. He did what he does, and it was just like, yeah, I got it back, and I was just like, oh man, this is so great. Like, I loved what he did. It just like elevated the song, and it's a very meaningful song to me. So I was very like kind of, determined to get it on the record. And I'm glad that it is, because it really breaks up the record. Like the front half of the record is just like bang, 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 kind of like the first song on the record, Be Someone Else, like hits you like immediately, you know. And then it kind of does that for like, you know, whatever, four or five songs in a row. And it felt like we needed some kind of breather, some kind of like calm down, some kind of dynamic shift to just collect yourself, you know, kind of. It's like taking a break, well, your lunch break at work. It's like everything's crazy, but I'm, you know,
It's like a
for
cool
this half an
down.
hour, I'm just gonna like
Yeah.
eat my lunch, look at the internet, chill out, and then get back to the craziness, you know. And so that's kind of what that song serves. So, but I'm very proud of that song.
Reaction, make it out here alive. Let go from my shoulder and make sure I stay on task. It's like a busy show, cause you just circle back. As you take a bigger piece of the pie, you're digging up the grave. We can't keep working until we die. You're acting like a pirate and making us walk the plank, cashing in a rapid while you're taking us to the bank. We all end up in the crowd, and now
You are a multi-instrumentalist. I saw before you were Ryan Allen in the Extra Arms, and basically you would write the entire song yourself, but now everybody's kind of collaborating.
Yeah, I kind of do it in different ways, you know, like it sort of depends on whatever I'm like, whatever, like, I guess, phase of my songwriting journey that I'm on, you know, which I've been on since I was a teenager, you know. Yeah, this band started as sort of like a solo project. I used to be in a band called Thunderbirds Are Now that was sort of this like post-punk, Devo, Talking Heads, Gang of Four kind of thing. Very jagged guitar. It was like, you know, early 2000s when that kind of sound was kind of popular with, especially in New York, with The Rapture and LCD Sound System and that kind of stuff. So we were kind of like in that world.
Dance music,
Yeah,
yeah.
like danceable punk music, you know.
Synthesizers, yeah.
But we had guitar, like we did have a synth. We had, but the guitar and the synth were basically like fighting each other the entire time, which is kind of cool. But I have always written more like kind of straightforward pop rock songs. After Thunderbirds Are Now kind of wound down, I started another band called Friendly Foes, which was a very different band. It was me, a female bassist and singer, and then a drummer. It was just a three-piece. That's where I really started writing more power pop, you know, kind of like melodic rock songs, you know. And I'd always written them before that, but I never really had a band that did that. And when that band started winding down, I was like, well, I'm loving doing this kind of music. This is really like what I do, you know, this is coming from my heart, my soul. And Thunderbirds Are Now was more just like a weird experiment that kind of like took off. But I had written a bunch of songs and decided instead of forming another band, I would just make the record myself. Because I can play drums, I can play bass, I can, you know, like get by on piano and synthesizer and sing and everything and play guitar. So that was like my first foray into doing that. So the first like Extra Arms record is actually, like you said, it's called Ryan Allen and His Extra Arms. And I play everything on it except for some of the things that I can't play, like violin and saxophone. So I had some friends come and play, and that's where like the extra arms thing sort of came from. It was like, I've got two arms and I
Extra,
can do what I can do with
like
them,
an
but
octopus, you need the
yeah,
extra
exactly.
hands.
And there's an octopus, of course, on the cover of the record, or there's like tentacles on the rubber. Anyway, I'll try to make this fast. That sort of kickstarted a 10, 12 year kind of like, you know, process of, you know, writing songs and then figuring out how I'm going to make a record. Sometimes it's with by myself. Sometimes it was, you know, I did one with just a drummer and I played everything else on it. But then eventually it became, you know, I had sort of formed a backing band and, you know, was sort of doing the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers kind of vibe. But the guys I was playing with at the time, you know, they were kind of like, I could sense that they wanted to contribute more. So that's when the band sort of shifted from me doing everything on the records, more or less, to like, let's write some songs together. Let's see what happens. And now we've made four records as a band, not the same people. You know, people have kind of come and gone over the years, but this version of the band that recorded Radar, everybody's still playing together. You obviously saw us a few about a month ago. And it's a really great version of the band. Everybody is just awesome to be around. Jordan, our drummer, Jordan Wright, or I'm sorry, our guitar player, Jordan Wright, is a phenomenal musician, great guitar player, awesome singer, a songwriter himself. Dan Stover, our drummer, he plays in like 100 bands in Detroit. He's a fantastic drummer. And then Ryan Marshall, who's been in the band for the longest period of time, he's a super solid. He's a great guy. Like everybody's great. You know, it's just really a fun band to be in, and they're good friends, you know, and it hasn't always been that way. You know,
Well, it
there's
looked
been
like you
people in the
guys.
band that are cla have clashed personality wise and maybe weren't like vibing with the music the same way. And so they had to like sort of, you know, go there. We've had to go our separate ways and that happens, you know, but I'm really, really content and happy and excited. I'm very proud of the record. I know we all are. And
You should
yeah,
be. It's
that's just the
great.
thing. Thank you. Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
just.
there's not a single bad song on it. Every song is good.
Well, I agree.
It's, you
And
know,
thank you.
it's true. You mentioned before about Devo. You did a cover of a Devo song. I love that cover, Gates of Steel, and I kind of pick up Devo vibes in some of your songs.
They're in there. I mean, if you heard Thunderbirds and Now, you'd be like, oh, this is very Devo, because it was like kind of just like freak out music. But our bass player Ryan is a huge Devo fan. He's like to the point where he like goes on eBay and like buys Devo paraphernalia, and like he's deeply into it. And you know, we don't cover a lot of songs. Like we have covered some Cheap Trick songs in the past, some Nirvana songs in the past, other things I'm likely forgetting. But you know, you might not immediately hear Extra Arms and think Devo, but that's the fun part about being in a band and making music, is you can do whatever the fuck you want. And so if you're like, I don't know, we're a power pop band, but we're gonna cover this Devo song, we can do it, you know, because who's gonna tell us no? And so it was kind of like Ryan really wanted to, our bass player really wanted to cover a Devo song, and so we did. Like Dan, our drummer,
It's great.
doesn't know any Devo songs probably, but
Really?
you know, we worked it out and it turned out really cool. And yeah, we play it a lot actually. It's a fun song to play. And Devo are, you know, the best. They're just the best.
When I heard you guys, the first thing I thought, wow, this is all great music to dance to, but also I could picture you in a bar where people are crowd surfing and jumping off the stage. Does that ever happen?
Neither of those things happen. No crowd surfing, no dancing.
Well, I could
Just
see it
blank
happen.
stares, arms folded, like, show me what you got. No, I mean, we've had some rowdy moments here and there. We're all a bit older now, so it's harder to get people to come out. Like that show that you saw was great because it's a festival. People are hanging out, they're there to see the whole thing. Sloan was the headliner that night, so people were there for them. And but we play some shows where there's not a lot of people there. We play some shows where there's a good crowd. If we're opening for somebody, that tends to be a little bit more, I guess, fruitful for us because we're not, the no one's relying us on us necessarily to bring people, So, but like I said, we're a little older now, so our crowd is a little bit older, so they're not like as
Even
rowdy
old,
or rambunctious as they used to be,
well, they
probably.
still do the circling and all that, but I cover a lot of shows and
Oh, for sure. Well, I play in a hardcore band too, actually.
Oh, wow, really? Holy cow.
I play guitar, excuse me, in a band, sorry, in a band called Big Life. And that's way more aggressive. And I sing a little bit in the band, but we have like a vocalist who doesn't play an instrument. And he's just sort of like Henry
Is
Rollins
that what we call
style.
Cookie Monster growling?
No, it's more like early Black Flag, I guess, is like the best comparison. Like it's aggressive, but it's not that kind of like, it's more like if you're familiar with like Discord Records out of Washington, D.C., that Minor Threat and Fugazi and Rites of Spring and these like DC kind of punk hardcore bands are sort of affiliated with. That's kind of the vibe that we're going for.
Is
Not
there a real
like a
market for that up there in Detroit?
yeah, hardcore is huge in Detroit, actually. There's a huge festival called Tied Down that started a few years ago that a lot of hardcore bands from all over the place come in and play. It's a big deal now. And there's a pretty cool scene for it. There's like a t-shirt printing company called Edgemen Printing or Edgemen Printing and Embroidery, I think they're called. And they have a huge warehouse and they do punk shows in the warehouse, punk and hardcore shows. So that is sort of like the nucleus of the scene in a way. Like the guys who run the shop are all in hardcore bands and
I didn't
punk
know
bands and stuff. So
that.
it's like a total thing. So yeah, I play, sing and play guitar and extra arms. I play guitar in Big Life and I actually play drums in a band called Speed Circuit as well. That's a little more like indie rock, kind of like Dinosaur Jr. or something
You're
like that.
busy.
Yeah, and I have a 13-year-old son, a full-time job, and I'm married.
I
So
don't, wow, that's full life.
fully engaged still at 44 years old with activities. And I run. I'm running a half marathon in like a couple
Holy
weeks. But
cow.
I think I would give a lot of credit to my mom, who's not the type of person that ever sat around when I was a kid. She was always moving, always doing something, gardening, picking up around the house, taking us places. Like she was just a very active person and didn't really like to sit still. And I think I inherited that like restlessness from her. So I like to stay busy. I like to have projects. I like to be just, I can't just like work and then go to sleep, like even though some days I would like to just do nothing. I don't know. You only live once, right? So I want to be creative. I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave a catalog of music that can be listened to forever, and it's really important to me. When I, not to make this morbid or something, but it's on my mind because I actually have been working on some new songs and I just wrote a song about the idea that like, eternal life is not, no one lives forever. But if you're a creative person, your creation can be consumed in some way, like a musician, you kind of do live forever because John Lennon's been dead a long ass time and he still seems alive. You know what I
That is
mean?
true.
So, and especially like having my son's 13, like I just said, you know, like it'll be cool for him one day when he's 70 years old, if he wants to hear his old dad's voice, he can do that, you
Well, does
know?
he play music or does he ever join in with you?
No, he does not
No?
play music. He likes music. He's more into rap and stuff like that. He's really into basketball. He's a very good basketball player. I don't know if you noticed him at the show. He was kind of sitting at the merch table, under the tent. But he
I
likes, you
probably
know,
saw him, but there was so many people and stuff going on.
He basically looks like a tiny version of me. But he's proud of his dad and
I
he
met
likes
your
our
wife,
music.
of
Oh
course.
Jody. So you know, he likes sports. He's really into basketball. He's very good at basketball. But he's, you know, he thinks it's cool that his dad plays music. So, but yeah, you know, it's just the idea that like, and my dad plays music. So, I can listen to my father,
So
you
that's where
know.
you get the creativity from, is your dad, you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I grew up, you know, ever since I can remember, my dad's played music and played in bands and written songs and recorded, you know, songs. And yeah, it's always been something that's been a big part of my life. And, you know, when I feel lucky that like I was born when I was born, because by the time I was like 11, 12 years old, you know, grunge and like alternative music was like accessible and on the radio and on MTV. And like, I just completely fell in love with it, you know? So, the combination from my dad playing and then getting into my, sort of like my own music all around the same time at a very impressionable age, you know, kind of set the course for me. You know, I haven't really been any different
Well,
since.
a lot of the bands you mentioned that you like are older bands. I mean, and I do hear kind of a 60s garage rock nostalgic feel with some of
Yeah.
the songs.
That was definitely like intentional too this time around, like to kind of push that a little bit, you know, like I get really like I kind of have an obsessive mind and I get really into stuff and then I get out of it and then I get into something else and then I get out of it and I get and during the writing of Radar, I was listening to a lot of like Nuggets, you know, like the Nuggets compilation,
Yeah. Like a
sort
greatest
of like
hit
era
stuff, yeah.
stuff, you know, so like obscure stuff, more well-known stuff, you know, and trying to channel some of that raw kind of garage rock 60s
Well, I'm picking up
stuff
on
into it.
that. You were talking about being older. Your song Mad Dog Blue to me was kind of like looking back and how you kids used to be and what used to be fun and stuff. And I pick up a lot of kind of introspection in a lot of the lyrics that you write.
Thank you. Yeah, that song is very meaningful to me as well. Because it is sort of like you said, it is about looking back and kind of taking stock of like, you're I'll call myself middle-aged, I guess, and so like,
Trust me,
yeah,
you're young compared
it's
to
but you know what I mean? You sort of like get to these points in your life and you're like, okay, like how much time do I have in front of me? How much time is behind me? And you get sort of nostalgic and not in a way that's like, I wish I was still 23, because I don't. But just paying respects to like those the days where you like kind of cut your teeth and you sort of learned a lot about yourself. And I used to live in a little flat, had a lot of friends come over all the time. We'd get, pretty lit
Hang
and
out.
we'd hang out, we'd listen to music, we'd kind of go to the bars, we'd play music, we'd jump off the, counters of our kitchen
I saw that.
and
Mad
drink
Dog.
Mad Dog 2020, and get crazy. And I don't drink anymore. I'm a father, like I don't hang like that anymore. And I don't really intend to, but it is fun to kind of like pay your respects to your
True.
former self. So that one I kind of wrote for my friends and my ex-wife and just people that I like,
And you mentioned her too. So, but that's who you are. Where you are today is because of where you've been.
And you gotta like
History.
document those things,
I
and I
agree.
guess you don't have to, but I feel compelled to.
Out of curiosity, you're such a creative person and you're multi-instrumental. Your day job, is it creative or is it totally different? Another field?
Yeah, it is in a way. I mean, I think you could make the argument that every job, everything we do is creative in some way. Like, if you use critical thinking and but I work in marketing. I'm the director of client services
Oh, wow.
for a
Okay.
small digital marketing agency that's all remote. And so my job is basically to like make sure the clients that we have are, being serviced the right way, that their needs are being met, that our team is doing the right thing. We're a very small team of creatives who create, social media content and write blogs and create videos and all internet stuff basically.
That
So
gives you team skills, just like being in a band. You have to know how to get along with people and compromise and collaborate and all that.
very much so. I mean, being in a band and touring and doing all the things I've done with music is definitely like, I take pages from that in my professional life and my relationships with people, my experiences in general, like my travels that I've had. I've been fortunate to tour quite a bit, don't anymore really, but went to different countries, saw,
Oh,
different walks of life, met people from all over the place, and
cool.
it's all informed my core values and like sort of like my perspective on the world. And it comes into play all the time, when it has nothing to do with music, it still comes into play.
Are you from Detroit or Michigan originally? You grew up there?
Yeah, I grew up in a sort of like larger suburb called Livonia.
I know Livonia
It,
well.
okay, cool.
I'm from
Yeah, it's right outside of
Westland
Detroit. Oh,
originally.
well, then we're neighbors.
Yeah, I grew up
Yeah.
there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my wife grew up in Westland too, and her parents live in Canton. And yeah, so, I mean, I went to Franklin High School, which is probably significant to nobody who's going to listen to this, but we were, the school is right across the street from Westland. So we had kids from Westland and Livonia that went to my high school. But yeah, I grew up there, and you probably know very well that it's a, pretty like typical suburb. I did normal things. I skateboarded and rode my bike around and collected comic books and fell in love with music along the way. started jamming with people. And like I said, my dad played, so we had a rehearsal space in my house growing up. We had a recording studio in my house growing up.
Wow. So
So
no wonder you're a
it was
musician.
right there. I mean, I was on
You're
I couldn't
so
avoid it.
lucky to have all
No, I
that.
am. You're right. I am very lucky, and I appreciate my parents very much for making it available to me, encouraging me. When I was touring and stuff, they were very helpful. They helped get us a van and
Have you ever
stuff.
played music with your dad?
He's played on some records of mine. I've played on some recordings of his. I used to, when I was in high school, he doesn't really have a band anymore, but he had different combos and people that he'd play with, and sometimes their drummer couldn't make things, so I would play.
Good for you.
I remember being like 16 or 17, and my parents used to have these like big New Year's Eve parties at my house, and like I would go to a friend's house, and then they'd have their big party, and then we'd come back the next day or whatever. And one particular New Year's Eve, my dad was they were like, okay, we're gonna play in the living room. Like set up the PA, like they played a full set, drums, bass, guitar, and their drummer couldn't do it. So I played a bunch of like drunk at
That
the time, like 40-year-olds,
is so cool.
which I am now of the same age. That's kind of funny, full circle. But I felt very lucky to grow up there because there was a lot of people that played music, and good musicians. Where I grew up, like I was in like good bands, like pretty much immediately because people could play, so yeah, and I don't know if you know, but like the Suicide Machines, who are like a big ska punk kind of band, they're from Livonia,
Love
so
that kind of music, trust. Yeah. And
so they were like kind of this thing where you're like, oh wow, like a band from here is popular, like that's maybe possible,
we're almost out of time, so the clock
Yeah.
might go off, but I have one last question. I
Okay,
saw a
sure.
video of you with Eagle Bones Falkenhawk.
Yeah.
I love Aquabats. I saw them in Detroit a couple years ago.
Well, you might have seen us because we
Were
played
you
with them in
there?
Detroit. Well, I was,
It was at the Fillmore.
oh, okay, no. We played with them
Okay.
at St. Andrew's Hall. But yeah, our old guitar player, Michael, is friends with Ian, who is
That's how, because I wondered, how the heck did you meet Aquabats? And I'm like, I was so excited.
Ian's great. He recorded a really killer guitar solo on two records ago, and we actually went out to California and recorded at the studio
Holy
where they
cow.
do some of the records. So he's friends with the producer that we worked with, and our former guitar player is kind of friends with all them. I can't remember exactly how he met all of these guys, but they're all great, all really awesome. And Paul Miner, I should give two shout outs. One, if we're talking about Radar, to Jeff Michael, who engineered and sort of pre-produced the record and pre-mixed the record with us. And he's got a great studio in Ann Arbor called Big Sky that if you want to make a rock record, it's a great place to go. He doesn't do a lot of rock records, does more like folk stuff and things like
The
that.
engineering, the sound is great on this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he did
It
a
did. It sounds
amazing job.
wonderful.
Thank you. And then, so he did all the engineering, and then this guy Paul Miner, who is based in Orange, California, we made a record at his studio called Buzz Bomb a couple of years ago, and ever since then, and actually even before that, he's mixed and mastered all of our records. So, starting with the record called Headacre, and then the record after that up from here. The last record, which is called What Is Even Happening Right Now, and then the newest one, Radar. Paul has done all of them. So big appreciation and shout out to those guys for helping us, achieve what I think is probably our best record and probably the record I'm most proud of that I've ever made. So,
It's good.
but couldn't have done it without obviously the guys playing in the band and also Paul and Jeff for their talents.
Time is going to be up any second, but any gigs coming up we should tell people about?
I wish I had some laundry list of gigs to read off to you, but we're kind of getting into the slow season when if your band is your hobby and not your job, you don't have as many gigs as you might want, but nothing really on the books right now. I think Extra Arms is going to go into more of a writing, you know, kind of period and start working on some new songs. Big Life, we have a few gigs, but by the time this comes out, probably won't, they probably already happened, but we just put a record out, and so we're playing a little bit. And then Speed Circuit, the band I mentioned I play drums in, we're releasing a record in just a month or so, and we have a gig on November 2nd. So yeah,
all right,
playing a little bit but taking a little bit of a slowdown, and then we'll ramp back up with all
Well,
the
that's
bands
what
probably
winter
in
you do.
the
You go
summer.
in the basement and hang out and write music. So,
Absolutely.
Anyway, thanks. We're going to run out of time. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.